Baby 81. The tsunami of December 26, 2004, struck the coastal town of Kalmunai, Sri Lanka, with such force that the four-month-old Abilas Jeraya was torn from his mother's arms and swept away. Hours later, while his parents were desperately searching the devastated town, their tiny son washed up on the beach a kilometer away, alive. A local school teacher found him and brought him to the hospital. He was the 81st patient admitted that day. The hospital was overwhelmed with 1,000 bodies, many of them children. Since Abilas was alive and healthy, he was dubbed Baby 81, the miracle baby, and became an instant celebrity among the staff as they went about their grim duties. Meanwhile, the parents kept looking. 2 days later, they met the school teacher, who told them about the baby he had found. Rushing to the hospital, the Jerayas were elated to find their son, but were in for a rude shock. 8 other couples who had also lost infants were claiming baby 81 as theirs. The baby remained in the hospital while the case went to court. Judge M.P. Moedin faced a situation not unlike King Solomon, who, 3,000 years ago, was asked to decide which of two women was the mother of an infant. Solomon's method of determining parentage is told in a famous biblical passage, 1 Kings 3:16 through 28. The Sri Lankan judge had a different method. He called in molecular biologists. With 6 billion base pairs of DNA packaged in 46 chromosomes, each one of us is unique. Although our protein coding sequences are similar, after all, our phenotypes are similar, only a few percent of the total base pairs in a human genome actually code for genes. The eukaryotic genome contains many repeated sequences, and between individuals, the repeat frequency may differ, offering one way to differentiate individuals. Differences in a single base pair due to DNA replication errors or random mutations also distinguish individuals from one another, and these differences are inherited. It is now possible to analyze these differences in DNA, amplified by PCR, to identify people. When DNA from the 9 sets of contesting parents was analyzed and compared with that of baby 81, the only parents whose sequences were consistent with being passed on to the baby were the Jerayas. On February 14, 2005, the judge ruled that the Jerayas are the true parents, and baby 81 got his real name and parents back.